what propaganda does is to confuse, discourage us from trusting our body's truth, and in so doing, provides the fog in which power hides. For as we've said, power must hide to survive. So they spin many webs to catch authentic thought, so they can fill it with poison and see it turned to feed what before it found abhorrent. Empire, the book, is the web for the children of the left. Quote, the emblem of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, an eagle with two heads, might give an adequate initial representation of the contemporary form of empire. But whereas in the earlier emblem, the two heads looked outward to designate the relative autonomy and peaceful coexistence of the respective territories, in our case, the two heads would have to be turned inward, each attacking the other. And that's another thing that works subliminally. Subliminally, that is that because we're good-hearted, we the people in power knows we don't want to be in eternal conflict. That's the other reason why this type of propaganda is effective. It knows we hunger, long dream of peace. And this bit about, and I'm interjecting here from the Empire quote, this bit about this so-called world order that got established by the Austro-Hungarian Empire reads like Kissinger's latest. Kissinger on the right flank. These guys on the left, and we're, that's not the right tune, but back in the harness again. No truly, and this is from Kissinger, no truly global world order has ever existed. This is from his book, World Order. What passes for order in our time was devised in Western Europe nearly four centuries ago at a peace conference in the German region of Westphalia, conducted without the involvement or even the awareness of most other continents or civilizations or anybody else. So it was that in Europe, the conditions of the contemporary world were approximated, a multiplicity of political units, none powerful enough to defeat all others, many adhering to contradictory philosophies and internal practices in search of neutral rules to regulate their conduct and mitigate conflict. The Westphalian peace reflected a practical accommodation to reality, not a unique moral insight. It relied on a system of independent states refraining from interference in each other's domestic affairs and checking each other's ambitions through a general equilibrium of power. And my interjection, you can hear in this the appeal to global statesmen today, across place, continuing. No single claim to truth or universal rule had prevailed in Europe's contests. Instead, each state was assigned the attribute of sovereign power over its territory. And my interjection again, as if rule is not a claim to a single truth. Karl Popper explains that in great detail and beautifully, continuing. Of all these concepts of order, Westphalian principles are at this writing, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing that word wrong, right? Should I say Westphalian? Sounds more ominous, more weighty, more robust, as they say. Westphalian. I'm sure in Hollywood they've got a movie planned. and there'll be some large dragon-like creatures with massive wings that I'm getting off track, aren't I? sorry. Of all these concepts of order, Westphalian principles are, at this writing, the sole generally recognized basis of what exists of a world order. The Westphalian system spread around the world as the framework for a state-based international order spanning multiple civilizations and regions because, as the European nations expanded, and this is code for my interjection. This is euphemism for civilization, right? The civilizing effect of the European system. So-called European. Okay, I'm getting off track again, but we've talked about that too, the so-called West. As they expanded, they carried the blueprint of their international order with them, while they often neglected to apply neglected. How delicately put, Sir Henry. Sorry. I'm wondering if he laughed as he wrote this. You know? Oh, my Lord. While they often neglected to apply concepts of sovereignty to the colonies and colonized peoples, when these peoples began to demand their independence, they did so in the name of Westphalian concepts. My interjection, because there is no alternative, right? Haven't they drummed that into our heads and made sure they installed statesmen who understood it, who got the memo.